You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Reel to reel.
Yeah. Carts. You were around when carts. Well, you were around, like, QAM was doing reels. They had some reels.
QAM had reels and carts.
And carts.
Yes.
That was when a board operator was legitimately operating every...
You would have to grab, yes, and then just throw the cart out and grab a new cart.
It's like these 8-track looking things, and that would be the commercial.
What the hell
spot.
Are you guys talking about?
When I first came into the Waxy Studios, they had just transitioned away from carts, and I couldn't believe. It was like that 60 Minutes that everybody saw like 10 years ago when they're like, the entire nuclear system in this country is run off floppy disk, and you're like, what the f***? That was sort of what I thought. I thought radio was top of the line,
right.
And basically it was just Sluggo taking an 8-track from one player to another.
That's what carts were like. Carts were 8-tracks, and then you had reel to reel, which would take forever. It was not an efficient way of editing stuff.
You would take a razor blade.
You would take a razor blade, and then you would patch the two, and so you would cut out what you literally cut out the parts you didn't want. And then,
what year was this?
And then attach the reels together.
It was like
and
2004.
That was your
edit. I swear to God, it wasn't even that long ago.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing. It's very hard to do, especially when you have fat fingers like me. Chris, you would have been awful at it.
Oh, man.
But these carts, like the erasing of a cart, Mike, was that like you had to put it in like three times? It was like what? Like going through a car wash, scrubbing it clean. But you had to do it three times to get rid of all the audio, and then you could re-record on that cart, but you couldn't record for more than 11 seconds.
I've also heard that like the way that reporters used to call in sound, it was like you had to get like on a coupler, it was on a fax line.
I was explaining that one to Valerie yesterday, just yesterday. Couplers. It is putting a phone, a landline, taking a phone, both the earpiece and the receiver, and just coupling it with this thing that would make a noise, and that's how you would send your stories into the newspaper. You couldn't send, like, an email. You had to, and it took a long time, too. Couplers. Jesus Christ, Whittingham, you're a million years old.
And then you had the cart. You always had the guy.
You're not a million years old. Randy Moeller used to do broadcasts.
He did.
From a coupler.
Yes. Oh, I used to do. I mean, at VUM, we had POTS, plain old telephone service. That's how we'd go city to city doing games from the University of Maryland.
Yeah,
over a phone line. I had to call and be like, hey, do you have a phone line for us? A what? A phone
Whittingham,
line.
What was the call we talked about that day on the air? What was the call?
I think it was a basketball. It was the season that UM won the ACC. They beat Georgia Tech beat them late, I think.
You know Shane Larkin is like the MVP in European basketball.
He
kills it in Turkey.
Yeah. Kenny Kaji is like 30 years old. it was UM basketball in like 2013, I want to say.
God, that feels like a million years ago.
Shane Larkin.
Yeah, he's still killing it.
In Europe.
Kenny Kaji was 30 years old.
Chris, you'd be surprised at how TV worked. Like when I was interning in like 2010, we were still using what looked like little VCR tapes, and you'd have to sit down at what looked like this briefcase that would open up, and you'd put one in there and you'd kind of fast forward to where you wanted, and then you have to hit record on the other one and it would record it, and then you had to put like the time code, and like every little clip, like every highlight that they show was almost like on its own little tape, and then they'd put it like in this drawer of tapes, and then they'd run it to the control room and make sure to put in the right tape for like Jim Barry or whoever was doing the news that night to hit the right clip. It was crazy. And this was like 10 years ago.
Well, wait, though, Roy, you probably have even more. You probably have mustier stories than that, don't you?
No, I actually got in late in the game. They had already transitioned away to digital. So I missed that one, unfortunately.
The big advancement in radio as I was going through it, it was jarring. It was jarring to Hank Goldberg, was the fax machine. That's when the game really changed. I mean,
how did it change? You were a producer for Hank Goldberg.
People could, because rather than just, if Hank didn't feel like taking calls, he would just give out a fax number, and so people could fax in their comments the entire show whenever they felt like it. It was kind of like email at the time, and Hank could respond to them whenever he wanted. But we used to actually have a segment where Hank took faxes.
I've heard that there were producers at WQAM that would give out on the air their AIM screen name so people could AIM the show.
Don't make me feel old, man. I love AIM.
Wow. Dan and I were using AIM up until like a year and a half ago.
That's right.
Remember, it went away?
We were panicked. We didn't know how to do the show anymore.
How do I talk
to him? He's right there across from me.
Mike, we both had cell phones. I didn't realize I could just text him.
That's your AIM now. iMessage.
Well, Mike, I wanted to play something for you, but I don't know if we can turn it around right now, because I was thinking about this the other day as you guys bring up some of the old Miami stuff, because I've been getting nostalgic here recently. I wanted you to play some sound from Neil Rogers that I have somewhere in my phone. As we get old in front of your ears, and as we as we have grown.
Wow, this is amazing. We got Neil Rogers' library, too.
We can't do that then? Ow. This is not something. It was just so racist. It was just such a racist thing that he said about.
Dan, you know, there's this new technology. If you talk into your phone, if you're like, hey, Neil Rogers sound, come out. And then it might come out if you want to say it into your phone.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do radio that way, or podcasts, as the kids are calling it these days. But what I wanted to say.
I love that you and I still feel like we're doing a radio
show. Well, we are. We were 10 minutes ago, Stugatz. Now all of a sudden we're spiraling through some digital orbit, and we were doing the show one way for 10 years, 20 years, and now all of a sudden there are no commercials, no governors, and it's just Mike yelling at me to talk more sports, which is surreal, right? This is not what freedom looks like to me.
No.
To look up at Mike, who we raised in this business, who knows what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Neil Rogers and the history of radio in Miami when we're mentioning Hank Goldberg. We have made it to the top of that mountain. It doesn't even make sense where Stugatz and I have arrived. Stugatz started a radio station, and he said, let's go after Hank Goldberg and Neil Rogers. They're the kings. And then these guys will never do it. It's impossible. It's sissy boy radio. And then whoosh, we end up at ESPN. Now we get burped out or farted out by ESPN. And now we're at real legitimate Miami Cuban exile freedom, led by this fraud Stugatz, who's our sales department. And we've reached the top of the mountain. And these racist people who clubbed me for years in this market and made me want to work with you, Stugatz, because it was like, let's please knock off the incumbent so we could change the way the Miami sounds, because this is my city and what I'm hearing on their radio station is not the Miami I know.
Right.
This is why I'm a leftist. All of a sudden I'm Radio Mom B. Yeah. I'm Radio Mom B, because all I've ever wanted to do is lift my friends up. Mike Ryan just asked me, this is a question I got yesterday from Mike Ryan. Does our CEO know I'm Hispanic?
A lot of people don't. It's a tricky one sometimes when someone comes around called Mike Ryan.
Skip.
You're Hispanic?
Chris, you need to be careful with that. You have not had a shining day that you can start disrespecting the CEO because you're an oaf with Skip. Didn't you hear what Stugatz said? Stugatz has been in this game for 25 years. He's intimidated by the man.
That was dangerous because I thought Chris said something like totally racist in the moment, given the context of everything that we were saying.
Chris, I want you to understand something, okay? I painted stupidity like a NASCAR, and now I have taken all the paint off because I am scared of Skip, and you should be too, okay?
You shouldn't call him Skip either. Mike is
I'll
still
call
him whatever the hell he wants.
It's not disrespectful. We're calling him our manager, our leader. Hey, what's up, Skip? It's meant to be respectful.
Hey, Gaffer.
Chris, what happened to you today? Well, I want to know what happened. How did you?
Greatness.
Yeah, he was pretty good today.
I thought Chris was really, really good. Yeah.
I mean, he's the next Stugatz. Chris Cody is.
Yes.
Chris,
pays well, I hear. Pays well, I hear.
Chris.
Very, very well.
And already, pays well, you hear. You're doing it on Cameo. I saw you doing a bit with your wife wishing somebody a birthday. You lured your wife into your...
My wife likes to be a little chatty Cathy with these cameos. It's my time to shine, honey.
That a boy!
It's my time to shine.
We should tell our audience, tomorrow is a Friday. We're not going to have a proper radio show, but what you can expect is a Supodity tomorrow.
Yes.
What's on Supodity?
We'll have Dan Patrick. We'll talk about life after ESPN with my good friend DP.
How great is that? Stu Gatz waiting to the very last minute to record Supodity, even though we had a meeting at the beginning of the week telling him not to. Supodity coming your way tomorrow.
Would you like Supodity today? Because I could deliver it today if you'd like.
No, you need to give Mikey A some time to edit.
I'm scrubbing out all the ads. Yeah, that's all.
We need some time to edit.
Mikey A came with us.
Mikey A is with us. Thank God. He is dealing with all the Stu Gatz stuff.
Wait a minute, I didn't hire him.
I did.
Paying out of pocket. How nice is that of Stu Gatz?
Am I allowed to do that?
You should have asked before. I mean, we've got a skipper now. I don't know what we're supposed to be doing with that stuff, but I do know that much of what we experience at ESPN, I couldn't pay these guys. I wasn't allowed to pay them. So as I've told you, we had to do Moss and we had to do T-shirt companies to figure out ways around whatever the corporate structure was, which now has freedom. And Mike, I'm legitimately scared of what Stu Gatz does with that freedom. Like, we joke around about it, but I'm not wrong to be scared about what he's going to do with this freedom. No,
you should learn from history, but I think Stu Gatz has actually been fairly responsible on the spots front, and he's always worried about what you think about it, because there's a lot of baggage when it comes to spots and you. But I do think that you need to let go a little bit, because you think you're doing a radio show when you're doing a podcast, and we can meet somewhere in the middle or left of center.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do anything until you approve it. Like, I've had people who said, yes, take the ads. And I said, no, you got to check with Dan. Like, well, I don't want to upset you.
I do, in all seriousness, just as a company on behalf of us, right? Because our CEO just got here. So, like, just try and govern by a standard of not cheapening us. Just trying at every turn to not, I understand the Cameo, by its very nature, it's a cheapening, and we're enjoying the content around it, but just make stuff that that we can be proud of, because you're all getting your own little television shows in that within that box. People are paying you for content there, so respect it, and because that's not the way we should be using the money or taking the money. We're just fooling around with something that might be a pyramid scheme and might feel a little bit like money laundering, which is perfectly Miami and brings me back to what I was talking about before, which is we've arrived in a place where we need to take tomorrow off, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we were doing when we were underneath...
Well, we're not taking tomorrow off. There won't be a radio show tomorrow, but there will be content then.
Well, okay, forgive me, because it's not a radio show. It's a podcast, as you'll recall, Mike. It's no longer a radio show.
Thank you for correcting me. We got to keep each other honest.
God, I need a good rejoin.
Okay, so explain to...
What are we doing on Monday, by the way? I was like, we're only working Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Mondays MLK
Day. I want to do the inauguration, so I'd like to figure out a way to do that, and hopefully we'll have sponsorship by then so that we will feel... Right, we're close to that, right, Stu Gatz? We're close to having some sponsors support us so that we can do this a little more normally than we've been doing it, which is totally overwhelming.
Yes, very close to closing new bag, yes.
Just be very excited. A cool mystery crate is coming your way. Dan and I will take you behind the bit, give you all the explaining. I think we've already said too much on today's show. We will reveal, for those that don't know, some very smart fans have already known, and this person might have already revealed himself, we'll reveal who Tim Jones is at the end of that episode. We're very proud of what we did during the pandemic, so we'll take you in and out of each segment that he did with us on Mystery Crate, give you a nice compilation. Dan Patrick on Supodity should be really good, and it should sound a lot better than it did last week. Guys, this is the last show before a big football weekend. This is technically the rare Football Friday that's on a Thursday, which... begs the question, Dan, what's for brunch?
Oh, get out of here. I'm really troubled by your what do more sports thing. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Give us predictions, Dan.
It's unbelievable.
Ooh, who you got?
Yeah. It's not more sports, Dan. It's just more balance. And today, the balance is sports. 2 days ago, it's butt stuff.
When are those T-shirts going up?
We're not asking Greg Cody for permission. They're beautiful.
Worldofsui.com. Butt stuff is the joke. And yes, Chris, this is funny. What Mike has just done here, it's an act of open rebellion, okay? Your father has sold his likeness to me, and we have not asked him permission to put his vision, his likeness on a T-shirt with Cupid as Cupid, and just the phrase butt stuff. Don't tell him. Let's see.
Oh, I have exciting news.
Love no. it.
The butt stuff shirt no. is live.
No.
Yes.
Worldofsui.com.
The butt stuff is
That's
open.
That's a good shirt. We're going to have more than shirts here soon. We're figuring stuff out. And Stugatz is the sales department. We're all going to get arrested for fraud. He just did a cameo. He stepped outside, Mike, on the radio show to do. What did you just do?
I did a cameo for a couple who's about to get married. Listen, I am not dealing with your wrath ever again, okay?
Let's do one cameo. Go ahead. Let's finish off the show with you.
What about pigeons?
What happened to pigeons, Billy? I thought you were
tomorrow.
All right,
pigeons. Or Monday. Rams Packers.
Well, I don't know. Are we on Monday? It's MLK Day.
Are we on Monday? What are we doing?
Let's decide right now. We should honor that holiday and maybe just do Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
All right, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Okay, we just took Monday off because you're the executive branch.
Yeah, well, I just feel uncomfortable like making everybody work on MLK.
Well, what about a football? It's after a football. It's a big playoff week.
All right, back on. I don't know.
How about a football Tuesday?
How about if the Browns win, we come in?
How about
the Browns win, we come in?
How about this? How about just the pirate ship surprise? We legitimately do not know the next time we're going to be on air, and it's in keeping with what this left-leaning company is going to be.
Portside.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.